Jay and Nick on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. Buckle up. Things are gonna get bumpy.
I'm nice right now, man. I feel good. If you have a drink, would you please put it in the air? That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. Sip Bankers Club and drink Miller Lite. On Thirsty Thursday and Tuesday night ice. And I can get pizza, a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Hakeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I could say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey,
I love drinking. Can't tell you what I learned from school, but I could tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put 2 on. Then tomorrow night, find a new joint, hold the beer bong. Nothing wrong with some fun, even if we did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. If everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, 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 freshman. Do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Keg stand, keg stand.
Can't stand.
Man, I love college. I love it.
That party last night.
Alright, everybody, I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke.
You're all invited.
But my good friends,
bring your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
That was Asher Roth. I love college. And Nick, I'm in college now.
How interesting is that?
It is.
This is your first time in college, right?
It's not my first time, but I'm ready to be successful. The first time I entered college, I was too worried about living with you and paying my expenses and drinking a lot. And not really anything has changed.
Well,
we don't live together anymore, but not a lot has changed since from then to now, except I'm a little older.
A little bit, maybe not too much.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Jason Lewis. Before I forget to tell you, this is Nick Marciniak. Sorry, he does
that. It was in unison.
It sounded pretty good. Nick Marciniak, myself. This is the Fun with Nick and Jay show on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. You are listening to the right show tonight.
I just want to say. Yes, you are.
I have a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Nick does too. And we have some good music coming up. We are going to be playing a song by the Cold War Kids and also the new David Guetta song, Memory. So stick around. Don't change that dial because there isn't a dial. You can just press stop.
We're not an FM channel right now.
So. We're not. I always think that we're on the radio. I always have that mentality.
Yeah, that's mentality you need to have.
Agreed. Because I'm studying radio broadcast.
So before we go into any songs or anything like that, how are your classes?
My classes are amazing, Nick. I'm not going to even lie to you.
Are you
I mean, I have no reason to.
Because there's pretty girls in there? Or are you saying it just because...
There is a surplus of beautiful, beautiful girls in that in all my classes, and it is extremely difficult to not only pay attention, but I mean to really pour all the attention I have into my studies. It's not easy, but I've been making friends and.
Well, just wait during summertime when. Then that's when you know, less clothing and stuff. I think you might be a little more distracted then.
Yeah, you're
winter
right.
But... right now is not really distracting. I wouldn't think.
You're right about that. But I am, you know, however, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a fan of the furry boots and the boots that the ladies are wearing these days.
Those make no sense. It looks stupid.
I know. It does look stupid. When did we take on, like, an Eskimo look?
I have no clue.
When did that become popular? Those people are desolate. I mean, they are destitute. I mean, yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
I think that was cool, like, 5 years ago. I didn't know it came back.
I don't either. That's the amazing thing about fashion. But that's not what this show is about. We're not here to discuss the fashion sense of women. We're here to talk about lowering their inhibitions and letting them go out with me on a date and having their lives changed. Because my name is Jason Game Changer Lewis. Game Changer, self-dubbed. I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm going to say to him. I always go in there thinking about what I'm going to be talking about that day, and it doesn't have anything to do with what the teacher's talking about or what
didn't
we read.
Didn't
you
say
the night
not
before.
Too long ago some girl called you a genius?
She did. I was totally BSing the teacher like always, and sure enough, I got picked on. Got called, not picked on. She's not picking on me, but she called on me to explain what was in the reading that was assigned. Now, nobody in the class did the assigned reading. I'm telling you. I didn't. Nobody else did.
I'm sure you had one kid who actually read it.
Nobody is going above and beyond in that class. I'm telling you right there. It's a bunch of just real picks of the litter.
What class is it? Like English or something?
It's English 102 comp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. But so I started just BSing this English professor. And this girl, I mean, like, I'm talking about everything that's relevant to what was supposed to be read, and I didn't even look at it. I just read the title, and I'm just totally...
You read some summary or something, right?
I mean, I skimmed over the summary, okay? The truth comes out. I skimmed over the summary, and I read the title, and I read a little bit about the author, and that was it. I didn't read the 34 pages that was assigned to read.
It's only 34 pages. What? It
only
like...
34 of... That was three separate reading assignments that we got assigned that day.
So that
either
was
way.
One of the three you didn't read?
Huh?
That was one of the three you didn't read?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. One of the three. All three were not read. Nobody read any of them. So anyways, I'm explaining what's in the course material or what's in the reading, whatever you want to call it. And this girl leans over to me, and she's very hot. She leans over and says, I am a genius.
Word for word.
I'm a genius, yeah.
She wasn't being sarcastic.
No. And you know what? Come to think of it, I saw her today in the lunchroom. I call it the chow hall, but, you know, military rooms.
Yeah.
But she came up to me and sat down next to me at my table today.
Oh, well, that was nice, right?
And then she decided it was cool to tell me about her boyfriend.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, that's not
it
cool.
It totally sucked.
Don't girls know that if you go up to a guy and you start becoming friends... You want to give us the illusion that you don't have a boyfriend, so you don't bring it up. But she brought it up right away, so you're just friend material.
No, let me tell you something. I am, well, yeah, I am constantly lingering in the friend zone. I am the most friend zonable guy that you've ever met in your whole entire life. If you were a woman and you could picture a guy in a friend zone, besides that surly character that nobody liked in elementary school, I'm that guy. And it's not fun, but... I shall persevere. I'm constantly reinventing myself, my image. Like next week, I'm going to be a hipster. The next week after that, I'm going to be a hippie. The next week after that, which is kind of the similar thing, but the next week after that, I'm going to look like a really rich kid from Ohio. Like
why not a hobo? If you're just going to go with a hippie and everything else, might as well just go down, regress.
Jason Lewis, the rags to riches story from hippie to hobo.
The guy with a golden voice.
The guy with the golden voice. My God, we're not even going to talk about that guy because he sucks. No, he doesn't suck. I honestly admire him. There. I admire him for standing on the street for so long, I guess.
Yeah, but it was just like you.
We've talked about homeless people. We know how you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't. I'm sort of a neutral
party.
And
where is he at right now?
He's in jail. No, rehab.
I was about to say.
Yeah, he's in rehab. You're right.
He got out of jail and went to rehab.
Yeah, he went from drinking the Mad Dog 2020 to Grey Goose overnight. Of course you're going to be in trouble.
Was it Dr. Phil that convinced him he needed to go to rehab?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
So I just read bits and parts of that. That guy does not interest me whatsoever.
I know. I want to do a parody of it, though.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
I do. If you're listening right now, I want you to close your eyes, and we've done this exercise before, but you've pictured me as someone that's better looking than me. Honestly, I have a very self-deprecating sense of humor, so just bear with me here. If you're listening right now, I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you're the reporter that pulled up to the side of the road, and you saw me standing there instead of Ted Williams. You saw me standing there with a camouflage jacket, a crazy-looking hairdo, and a sign that said, I've been blessed with the gift of a golden voice. Any donations or help will be greatly appreciated. God bless. If you saw that and you saw me standing there, close your eyes and listen to this. Here to the world is my best impression of that guy.
Give it to me.
All right. So you pull up. What do you say? Let's hear you say something with that golden voice of yours, right?
Well, yeah. Let me hear something with that golden voice of yours.
When you're listening to the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 95.5.
Wasn't that exactly verbatim what he said?
Thank you. God bless. Thank you. God bless.
And then you're like, come on.
It is exactly what he said because I memorized it.
Like, give me some more.
Yeah.
Give me some more.
Yeah. Keep going.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Give me some more. Tell me more.
Coming up next, get a chance to win tickets to see this guy in concert. Thank you. God bless.
Well, at least he was saying God bless.
Yeah, you're right.
I really don't know what else to say about him.
You're right. More to come after this commercial break. All right, so you can open your eyes up now, and what do you see? You see your computer, because this isn't reality, people. This guy is a wash. I don't care who he is. I'm going to rise to the top. I'm taking you with me, Nick.
Hey, that's
forget
fine with
Ted
me.
Williams and forget Paris.
Paris.
Yeah, I don't know.
Paris had to do anything with it.
It's just a reference.
It's not that bad of a place. I liked it.
That's right. You are an international traveler.
Yes, I went backpacking through Europe.
You went backpacking through Europe. Where at?
All over. We flew into Paris, France. Stayed there for 2 days. It was my best friend Scott Nowak and I went there. Stay there for about a month, but we went over to Germany. Some of the exchange students that we knew from high school, we went to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa let her stay at her parents' house, which was really awesome because it was not cheap at the time because all the hospital, I forget what they're called, but places stay the cheap. And they were all closed because we went during Christmas time. So that kind of sucked, but we met up with some people. Laura DeRosa was over there.
Oh yeah, let's name drop.
And Tara Goldstrom was over there, okay. And we went to visit them. It was an awesome time. Germany by far was the best country to go to,
in your opinion.
Well, yeah.
Well, this is your story too. I cannot take your story because everybody knows that I've been to Thailand four. No, I think it was three times, but either way.
Do you think it's better? All right, I've been to Amsterdam. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I've never been to Amsterdam. I've been to...
I think we need to trade places, in a sense, and I need to go to Thailand. You need to go to Amsterdam, and we'll see what stories we come out with.
Or how many brownies we bring back. Okay. Anyways, you know what's significant about what we're talking about? Absolutely nothing except that they were great memories. Which brings us into our next song. This is a song by a gentleman named David Guetta, and this song is called Memories.
Memories. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Great song. Top of the charts. You're listening to it here, right here on the Fun with Nick and Jay show. Yeah. We'll hit you back when we're done listening to this awesome song. Where are we at again?
Fun with Nick and Jay.
That's right.
crazy shit I did tonight. Those will be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for the night. That would be the best therapy for me. All the crazy shit I did tonight. Those would be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for the night. That would be the best therapy for me. Hey, hey,
David Guetta. So, talking about memories, let's talk about something that's current events right now, but it's kind of a prank. Remembering, you know, you remember all your good pranks, right? No, maybe, at least some. But, alright, so there is these kids in Florida.
No, I'm just kidding. Nick isn't here by himself. I'm here too. I'm just listening. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Prank!
April Fool's is awesome, but in Florida, these kids put a grand piano on his uncle's boat and put it on a sandbar. And so I don't know how long exactly it was there for, but they just placed it right there in the middle of the sandbar, and it's obviously you can see it from shore from all the pictures that I've seen, but it looks pretty funny. This a piano just on a sandbar. And I thought that was kind of an awesome prank, but it turned out it wasn't really a prank at all. But
yeah, but I mean, like, who are they pranking? You know, they're not pranking anybody.
Well, it's still kind of a prank because people are like, why is it there? How did it get there? I mean, they're still, I mean, it's kind of like a harmless prank.
It's a harmless prank to no one. It's not like they're buttering the sandbars
okay.
floors.
All right. Well, no, they are pranking someone. Everyone's wondering how this grand piano got on the sandbar.
This is a Jamie Kennedy experiment. You've just been X'd.
Wow. No. That show sucked, actually.
I know. Yeah. I know. Am I getting punked right now? Is that what the National Wildlife Service there was asking themselves? Are we getting punked right now? Is Ash and Kutcher going to show up on a rowboat and just be like, got ya! I got ya! How do you like that? Oh, that's my piano.
I thought it would be kind of funny. I know that, like, turns out the kid was doing it for art for some reason. And he was, like, fireworks and stuff. He burned the whole thing or whatever. But I thought it would be kind of funny if he actually had, like, a mannequin on there and then had, like, a probably like a stereo blaring like piano music the whole time. I thought that'd be kind of hilarious.
That sounds pretty technical.
Well, not really. What, you could buy like a boombox for like $20, just put a CD and keep it on repeat and just make sure you have a good, you know, good batteries in there and last about, you know, 4 days maybe.
You are one elaborate prankster.
Hey, I thought about some things. Like in high school, it was actually with Scott Nowak. You remember, you were in, this was when we were in Corral, actually. And we decided to spread a rumor that I was a wingnut.
Okay.
You know what that is, right?
No.
That's a guy with one testicle. And we got people to believe that I only had one nut. Just like we got everyone to believe that Andrew Van Voorhis was a peg leg. I remember this like it was yesterday. I was hit by Carly Shepard now. She hit me because they went on a date and he was just joking around like, oh yeah, I'm a peg leg. I even got Brian Ast, his best friend that knew him before me, to go like, oh my God, I didn't know that. I'm like, how did you not know that? I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's quite the elaborate prank. And we were only in high school. So just think of what we're capable of now.
Oh, it's 10 times worse.
Like, I've been thinking about going out and paintballing my neighborhood.
Your neighborhood? Why would you paintball?
That's a prank, right?
That is not a prank.
That's vandalism, and it's against the law.
Oh, yeah.
Destruction of personal private property. Okay, so I was thinking about getting elaborate, like meeting some girl online, maybe courting her for a while, going out. You know, coming back to my place, having a candlelight dinner, you know, caressing each other's bodies, getting naked and actually sleeping with her. And then the next day, tell her that I forgot to wear protection.
That would be horrible, dude.
Yeah. And also slip birth control into her drink so that it would, you know, because they help regulate the
period. Oh, you got that off scrubs. That's what Turk did to his wife.
I don't watch that show, so I wouldn't know. That's just kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. You don't want a girl to get pregnant. You might want to put something in her brownie or... Why are we back to brownies? Leave brownies alone.
When did we first talk... Oh, yeah, that's right. We did, didn't we? I love me some chocolate brownies.
That's great. So what was this next song we were going to play here?
You ready for another song, Nick? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I am going to the next song.
Why? Why so soon? We have 7 minutes left of time.
I thought we were going to go to do another song after this one.
No, we only have one song remaining here on the Fun with Nick and Jay show, episode number Trace. And Nick's already ready to rock it, so that's fine. Like I said, he's my co-contributor, so we are going to rock a special little song I found on iTunes, and I want to share it with all you guys. Cold War Kids is what it's called.
You know, I just listened to them not too long ago. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, they're awesome, and this song is really good. So, given that we are two consummate professionals when it comes to knowing what good music is, I guarantee all of you out there that you're going to absolutely love this, and you're going to be head over heels. Coming up after the song, we're going to be finishing up our little podcast time, and we're going to make you an offer you'll never forget.
You know, I never understood head over heels, because that's kind of... Yeah, you got to be really flexible to be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a flipping motion or something like that. You got me stumbling here a little bit. But that's fine. This song, Cold War Kids, and the song title is...
You forgot, didn't you?
I am looking for it right now. It's Louder Than Ever, Cold War Kids. Here
awesome.
It is.
Awesome, here
Fun
you go.
With Nick and Jay.
All my windows were barred. The sun made stripes of shade. Sitting around like a zombie, feeding my own face. I was counting my sheep. I was digging my strange. I was taking you for granted. You were holding the rain.
hey man, do you have the time?
Yeah, it's about 5:30. Why? What's up?
Oh, great. That's almost time for me to watch the Fun with Nick and Jay show.
Oh, what's that?
Don't you have iTunes?
Everyone does, I think.
Well, you need to go to iTunes, go on the marketplace, and search for Fun with Nick and Jay. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah, excuse me, pardon me, sir. Fun with Nick and Jay? I just go to iTunes and I just search them in the marketplace, is that right?
Yeah, it's that easy.
Does it cost me anything?
No, it does not.
Fun with Nick and Jay show, and it's coming on right now?
Yeah, well, see you later, dude, I'm gone.
Alright. Fun with Nick and Jay. Fun with Nick and Jay. I'll check that out later. Much like those really two cool guys that were just talking outside when I was down on my smoke break, and I happened to listen to them, we do appreciate everybody listening to our show.
Thank you. We really do. And you can actually reach us now.
That's right. And how can they reach us?
If you go to email, oh crap!
Nick is so dedicated he forgets the email address.
It's Gmail. I know that. It's fun with Nick and Jay at gmail.com.
That's correct. If you are trying to get a hold of us and you have some cool stories or something that you would like to hear us talk about on the radio show, email us at funwithnickandjay@gmail.com. What is that, Nick?
funwithnickandjay@gmail.com.
He always slaughters it, man. Every time. I don't know what the hell's wrong with this kid.
Hey, well, you know what? I think it's a little bit of alcohol talking to me right now. But you know what? Pretty soon here, we'll be able to take calls and record them, and then we can put them on with our cast.
That's right. Sooner or later, we're going to have the ability to take phone calls via Skype. So we'll have live interviews and a lot more coming up on the Fun with Nick and Jay show. So we'd like to thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
We do. Nick, thanks for being here today. I know your schedule is not always the best, but thanks for being here.
It's probably the worst.
Menards sucks, man. I gotta say.
I don't work at Menards.
Okay. he still vouches that he still says he doesn't work at Menards. So either way. Had a great time tonight, and look forward to many, many more, and so do all of you. That's called reverse psycho.
I think it's working.
All right, have a good night.
You just listened to another broadcast edition of the Fun with Nick and Jay show on the Jason Lewis Radio Network. Stick around next week. Lots more to come. Thanks for listening in.